All right, got to do that. Station ID, welcome back to Living the Good Life. I am Pastor Marcia, along with Nan and Betty from our radio team from Beacon of Hope Ministries here in Clearwater, Florida, live right now on Sunday afternoon, later on Saturday mornings. You can hear this show again. It's I believe it airs at 10 a.m. Eastern on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. That's really kind of a new handle. We used to use the word media in there. That's not there anymore. Write this down somewhere. StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And you can listen to the show that we're doing right now live this coming Saturday morning again, or tell friends. It's followed up by the Go Yard show, the counseling life coaching show that we do right after it. So that starts at Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And that is StarcomRadioNetwork.com. And you push listen and you can get our shows. So there we go. We're talking today about the results of Jesus coming to this earth, the benefits, all the amazing effects that have happened in our lives. We've mentioned a whole lot. We've mentioned one major one, and that is that it reminds us, the birth of Jesus reminds us that God keeps his word. He's not just a promise maker. He's a promise keeper. And because of all of the prophecies about the Messiah that started in the book of Genesis and run through the Old Testament, because of all of those being fulfilled down to the letter, fulfilled in one person, Jesus, we have a Savior that has kept his word, kept his promises to us. We are in Luke chapter 2, verse 21. We're going there in just a minute. Betty, you want to make a comment about any of that before we do this song?
Well, I think when we look back over Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2, is that they're just so willing to do whatever God wants them to do.
Yes, yes.
That you know, being a servant, you know, becoming with child, you know, before marriage and all of this, that it could be very discouraging. But you know what? God gave them the faith to get through and understand that he chose, you know, he chooses the right person for the right position or the right job, or to do what he wants them to do.
Amen.
Because he's just that kind of God. He's that kind of
Amen.
God that would give a servant such as Mary to be able to have in birth Jesus Christ.
Oh, absolutely. Woo! Listen to this song. It's called Mystery by the group Selah.
The child was born on Christmas Day, born to save the world. With presents all around, life with blood that sacrificed. The greatest gift in life, mysteries, how we came to be a man, but grace.
Praise God. Mystery. It's a mystery, but it is all in God's plan. And Nan, you got a poem? Okay, hang on. Here we go. Let's hear it.
Jesus knew what would occur with him, yet he loved each of you so much. Willingly he laid down, willingly he would lay down his life. Due to that, you can feel his loving touch. My son gave his very best for you. He laid down his very life. He will help you in all that you face. He will help you through your strife. So, will you accept this wonderful gift, the present of eternal life forever?
Oh, amen.
He is here for you to receive. Why not believe? And of life you can really live and not just endure. And a lot of times, you know, without Christ in our lives,
yes.
That's what... many times we do is endure.
Right.
Life happens, like you said earlier. Life happens, you know. And with having Jesus as our Savior and living within us, life still happens.
Right.
Stuff still happens, as we've already been talking about. But we don't have to take a posture of just enduring it. Rather, he helps us through it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Amen. Betty, you want to comment on that before we go back to Luke 2, starting with verse 21?
Well, I have to agree that life does happen, but God saw ahead of time what we all would be facing.
Sure.
At some point.
Yes.
And he had to make a decision. This is just my commentary, okay?
No, it's fine. We want to hear your commentary.
Well, God had to make a decision. Do we follow? Do you continue to follow the law? Or will you follow my son?
Yes.
He had to make that decision. And to save us all, he sent the greatest gift of all.
Oh, amen.
He sent his son, Jesus. And in just thinking back over the last couple of days, looking back at trying to explain to Andrew and soon to Zoe, of how you explain what God did when he sent his son Jesus in the form of a baby.
Right.
Babies are so innocent.
Right.
They are so, well, you know what it's like, because you have grandchildren, you have great-grandchildren.
Yes.
You know what it's like to see an infant. But to have someone tell you that's the Son of God.
Wow.
And that means.
Wow.
Of what kind of impact it would have on your life.
Oh, yeah.
Some people would look at it, yeah, right. But then there are some of us that would humbly bow ourselves down at the foot of that manger and say, you know, oh, Jesus, you know, we've heard about you. We've heard prophecy from Isaiah. We've heard all kinds of things. But he made that promise come true.
Amen.
When he put that infant in that manger.
Yeah.
And then to watch that infant grow up and become the Son of God. And that, I mean, if you follow that, you know, through the Bible, as you will be doing in the radio show, of what that gift meant to
yes.
everyone listening
right.
to this radio show today.
Right.
It's hard to comprehend at times, but to try to explain it to a child is even more difficult, because you have, if you break it down into elementary words, it still has an impact on me just to hear it, is that God sent the greatest gift of all. No matter how many presents you have under your tree, the greatest gift of all was put in a manger for
Amen.
You and me.
Woo, and as you were talking about that, Betty, it reminded me of two verses in John chapter 1. These two verses are some of my favorite verses in the whole Bible. And the Apostle John wrote these just a few years after the birth of Jesus, so maybe 30 years, 35 years later. Here is what he wrote in John 1:14. The Word, which is Jesus, became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. I love that verse. Came from the Father. Jesus came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then in verse 17 of John 1, John says, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And, you know, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the grace of God that allows us to receive the free gift of salvation. And there might be some people out there today who say, you know, I just never really understood how the Father planned the birth of Jesus like I'm understanding it today, because this was in the heart of the Father long before he created Adam. Long before, this was the plan. The plan was that God the Father knew that humanity would need a Savior. I need a Savior. You need a Savior. Now, let's talk about Luke chapter 2, verse 21. When the eighth day after Jesus was born arrived, the day of circumcision, the child was named Jesus. That's what the angel told Joseph, Mary, this is what you're going to name the child. And his name means God the Savior, or God is salvation. His name has a fivefold meaning, and you might want to write these down someplace because they will help you understand why it was so important that he be named Jesus. His name means salvation, which we just talked about. His name means deliverance. Which, you know, that's amazing that we can get delivered from the things that just drag us down and try to take our joy and our hope and all of that. His name also means safety. You know, you should, as you get on the road and go places, claim the name of Jesus over yourself, because his name means safety. His name also means helper. And Jesus said when he was getting ready to go up into heaven, just wait here because I'm sending you the helper. Part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. His name, Jesus, means helper. And the last meaning of his name, there's five, it's a fivefold, and five is the number for grace in the word, is prosperer. So here they are. The name Jesus means God is our salvation, our deliverance, our safety, our helper, our prosperer. That's what it means. That's what Mary and Joseph named Jesus. And it says this was the name given by the angel before he was even conceived. So verse 22 of Luke 2, then when the days stipulated by Moses for purification were complete, they took him up to Jerusalem to offer him to God, and they brought the offering that was appropriate. And this was actually the poor man's offering. It was two young pigeons, the poor man's offering, or a pair of doves, but they brought the pigeons and they offered it to God. And there was a man that was living, it says in verse 25, who had lived in the prayerful expectancy of help for Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. People, when God shows you things for the future and reminds you, I'm going to do something, don't forget it, and don't let God forget it. Because this is what happened here. This guy's name was Simeon, and he was led by the Spirit. He entered the temple, and at the exact, here we go again, perfect timing, exactly as Joseph and Mary walked in with the baby Jesus for the day of circumcision, Simeon was right there, and he was led by the Spirit of God, entered the temple, and he sees Jesus in the arms of Mary and Joseph, and God within him said, this is him, okay? This is the Messiah. This is who you've been waiting for. So Simeon took him in his arms, and he blessed God, and I'm going to get to both of you here for your comments on this. And here's what Simeon says: God, you can now release your servant. Release me in peace, as you have promised. With my own eyes, I've seen your salvation. It's his name. God is salvation. Jesus. And Simeon says, with my own eyes, I've seen your salvation. It's now out there in the open for everyone to see. Remember, the angel said, this good news, this gift of the Messiah is for everyone worldwide. A God-revealing light to the non-Jewish nations and of glory for your people, Israel. Okay, with all that said, Nan, I'm going to pick on you first, and then we're going to Betty. How amazing is this part of the story, isn't it? And our very first song today was all about this whole event of Simeon and Anna in the temple. Do you want to comment on that?
There again, it's God's perfect timing.
It is, you know? Isn't it?
And either I've missed it, or do you know how long he had that? How long did he wait?
It does not say how long he had waited, but we do know about the age of Anna that we're going to get to in a minute. But it really doesn't tell us when exactly God revealed this to him. But it was a long time.
So he had patience.
Yeah, yes.
And
patience,
waited.
Yes.
Patience and believed.
Yes.
And patience and believed.
Right.
And, you know, the timing is, I mean, that was God's timing.
Exactly.
Just as he does in our life. That was God's timing.
Yes.
That he go in the same time they went in. I mean, that's not pretty cool.
You that know? Is too cool. Doesn't that raise your faith? You know, that God, again, perfect timing.
Right.
That Kairos, God opportune moment happened right here. Did you want to say anything else about that before
no.
we go to Betty?
No.
Betty, talk to us about this. I love this story.
Well, I think that if we look back into our own lives and see how long, and we don't know how long Simeon had prayed.
Right. Probably a long time, because it says he had lived in prayerful expectancy, but it doesn't say how long. But go ahead.
And then that Kairos moment comes.
Right.
And in walks Mary and Joseph with baby Jesus.
Yes.
And he's thinking, hallelujah. I've waited all of this time. I have prayed, and I don't know, maybe his faith maybe was shaken at times, but I think once you're in a temple, that you, if you have that unction, if you have that faith enough to stand and stand firm and know that God said something to you, he told
right.
you.
Yes.
This is what he, or a prophecy or a word of knowledge came to you.
Right.
That stand and stand firm. Woo. And wait on the Lord. Be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
And I think God had had an eye-opening moment at that point in time where he said, oh, Lord, you're here.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That promise, I mean, I have a feeling that the man shook with expectancy of, oh, my gosh, I can be free now because I've seen him. I've actually witnessed with my own eyes the Lord Almighty, and he would have to be bursting with anticipation.
Yes,
as like Mary did when she found out, you know, the angel had come to her. She danced, you know, she sung with praises and anticipation of. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God, because Simeon was a willing servant.
Woo.
To stand his ground and pray until God's promice was able to be
revealed. Oh, amen. Which leads
and
us Go ahead.
Oh, what a day it will be if I shall see.
Woo!
I think that's been what he said, but I don't know. I don't know. But what a day that will be.
It leads up.
Revealing, you know, it was a revelation.
Yes.
It was a revelation moment at that point.
Oh, it was. Woo! And all of that leads us perfectly to this song by Wynonna.
It must have been.
It's the Messiah. Love this song. Played it last week too. Just had to play it again.
Being born in a manger, with the sheep from the fields and the stars shining over your head. It must have been something. Seeing three wise men on their knees before a newborn, with their eyes all aglow, and in their hearts they know it's the Messiah. He's come at last. It's the Messiah. He's come at last. It must have been something. Speaking the word of your Father, with the promise of life and peace forever. It must have been so. Walk on the streets of Jerusalem, with the sins of the world on the innocence of a man. Soon everyone will know it's the Messiah. He's come. It's the Messiah. He's come at last. It's the Messiah. He's come at last. It's the
Love that song. It's the Messiah. Jesus came to this earth just as was promised. Down through hundreds and hundreds and actually thousands of years, clear back. And it was prophesied the Messiah would come through the line of Abraham, David, and of course, he did. Praise God. And Nan, you have something here that we'll get back to Betty here about Simeon.
It's kind of like an invitation.
Yeah.
It's the Messiah that has come to you. He is the best gift ever given to you.
Amen.
He loves you so very much, little one, and will help you in all that you do. He gave his life to give you eternal life. Will you accept this gift given to you? Just ask him into your life this season. This is what you need to now do. He came as a babe, then grew into a man. He willingly laid his very life down for you. What will you do with this message? Accepting this gift is what you can do.
You know, that's the second time during this show we've actually talked about our audience actually making a decision to receive Jesus into their heart. That came through again just now through that poem. I feel very strongly right now we have got to do that and give that invitation out to those around this world. If you died tonight, dear one, would you be in the arms of Jesus for all eternity? Is he your savior, your helper, your deliverer? Is he your safety, your prosperer? Is he your savior? Do you know him as Lord and Savior in your life? Is he all of that? That's the question. If he is not, and if you're not positive that you would be in heaven if you died tonight, this moment in time is your moment of opportunity. Betty, I'm going to ask you to repeat the prayer as I pray it. And then, audience out there, wherever you are, we want to give you this opportunity, this moment in time in your life to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, to invite him to come in and live inside of you, to walk with you on a daily basis, talk with you, be with you, never leave you or forsake you, to be your Savior, deliverer, the healer of your body, to be your Lord, the Lord of your life. If that is your desire, pray along with Betty. She's going to repeat the words that I say right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the precious name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe he came to this earth to show us the Father.
I believe he came to this earth to show us the Father.
And to die on a cross for my sins and sicknesses.
And to die on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
I believe that he is alive and the risen Lord.
Oh, I believe that he is alive and the risen Lord.
And because I believe that, I do believe now and I confess. That I invite you, Jesus, to come and live on the inside of me.
And Jesus, I invite you to come and live on the inside of me.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
Forgive me for anything and everything.
Forgive me for anything and everything.
That I have ever said or done.
That I've ever said or done.
That was not pleasing to you.
That was not pleasing to you.
I accept you now.
I accept you now.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
This I pray.
This I pray.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Mm.
Betty, talk to the audience, would you, about that decision and how they can reach us and that kind of thing?
One of the things that you did, the angels are rejoicing in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Because you made probably one of the best decisions in your life that you've ever made is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
The best decision.
Yeah, the very best. The very best of the best. One of the things that he will give you is the peace that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. That salvation is a gift from God, that he sent his son to die on the cross at Calvary. That every one of your sins, no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, are now forgiven. There
Amen.
Is a sea of forgetfulness, never yes. to be remembered by God again.
Amen.
It's reassuring to know that you have a Savior that will never leave you nor forsake you. There are times in your life where you can call just the name of Jesus and he will be there for you. That read the word of God. Start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right.
And give it your best shot, because Jesus loves you so much. He cares for you. He cares as much for me and Marcia and Nan as he does for you.
Amen.
And he wants to give you a comforter. The Holy Spirit may come upon you during these next few days, weeks, and months to come, that he will give you a prayer language that only you and he can understand.
Right.
That you will want to praise him more than you ever have before.
Yes, amen.
Because you worship him. We worship him and give him all of the glory. And he's a friend. He's a counselor. He's salvation. He's your prosperer. He's everything that Pastor has said today, that I believe he's my Savior, and now he's yours.
Amen.
And you can take that to the bank, that Jesus will be with you through the good and the bad. He will be with you. All you have to do is call upon his name.
Mm. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer with Betty, we just invite you to get a hold of us. You can ask questions. You can email me anytime, pastor@bohmglobal.com. And, you know, Betty will mention this towards the end of the show, but our prayer line, prayers@bohmglobal.com, is, you know, we're hearing from more and more of our audience. A lot of it is because of StarcomRadioNetwork.com, where we have more people listening to our shows. But we want them to send us their requests for prayer. And if they're hurting and they made this decision today and they just don't even know how to get started, write. You will see that email. You, Betty, or my associate pastor, Jim, or Shell, one of you will respond, right, and reach out to them.
Yes, and we want the listeners to know that no matter how big or how small maybe a problem or an issue that you're having, God understands that.
And
we will take that before the Lord and ask him for his help, for his guidance, for his wisdom, for whatever situation you're going through.
Right.
So, like I say, no matter how big the issue is, how small it is, we've prayed for people that have lost their animals. We've prayed for people that have lost loved ones. We've prayed for people that are ill and I have a testimony one of these days I will give for a gentleman who was not expected to live. He wasn't even expected to walk again, as time went on. He's home. He's walking.
Praise
because
God.
Because the Lord is healing him and taking his trial and making
right.
his testimony. So
exactly.
The Lord still answers prayer.
Amen.
People here and across all of our StarCom media listeners.
Yes.
God does care, and he does answer prayer.
Amen. Amen. With all that said, we're going back to Luke 2 and talk about Anna, because we can't leave this without getting with Anna, because Simeon is the one that had been promised, and so had Anna. This is significant for a lot of reasons, but one immediate reason is that God always confirms his word to us with two things, that the confirmation of two different things. And here it is. That Jesus being the Messiah, as Mary and Joseph walk into the temple with him to dedicate him and have him circumcised, first witness that says, wait a minute, this is the Messiah. The first confirmation is Simeon, this old guy. Now, a lady walks up to them in Luke chapter 2, verse 36, Anna the prophetess. And she was also there. She was a daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. Interesting, Nan. That means happy, right? And she was by now a very old woman, and she had been married, this is very interesting, 7 years, and she had been a widow for 84 years. Now, calculating that out, Anna was about 106 or 107, Betty. Whoa, now that's an old woman, right? Wow. And she never left the temple area, worshiping night and day with her fastings and her prayers. Nan, this is another one of these moments. At the very time that Simeon was praying, she showed up. Anna showed up, broke into an anthem of praise to God, and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the freeing of Israel. Again, God confirms. Nan, comment on that, and then we'll go to Betty for that. Woo! Perfect timing.
Sometimes the confirmations can come in very interesting ways.
Yes.
You know? I mean,
here's one.
You know, and this is definitely one. I mean, the timing that she just happened to be there.
It's not just happened. It's God, you know?
You know, I mean, it's like, okay, I just thought of something. I had a bunch of errands around, running errands, went by Thornton's to get my drink. This was yesterday.
Okay.
And as I was getting ready to pull back through, I looked up, and there my roommate was.
Oh, okay.
And I put the window down. What are you doing here? Well, it's before Christmas. That she was getting me something at Thornton's, a card. But, you know, it was like the chance of us just, and we live local.
Yeah.
We live real really close.
Right.
We're within 2 miles of that place.
But that's not it.
But that... For that to happen,
right.
That was kind of a trip because, I mean,
sure.
And there she is. She's walking in the parking lot, came over to the car. That's just a small, very teensy, tiny, small, you know, I mean, that was a large probability that that could happen because we're so close. What happened in the Word was a much smaller possibility of that happening because of where everyone lived and where they congregated and where they were and where they waited. You know, I mean, it's like just...
It's God. It's God fulfilling prophecy. It's God telling two old people here, Simeon and Anna, before you die, you're going to be holding and seeing the Messiah with your own eyes. Wow.
They really had a lot of faith.
What
I just heard you say was two very old people.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we get really old, we know that we're closer to death, of course, you know, because we're old. So they still had faith.
Yes.
Even looking at from man's eyes.
I mean,
if they would have shared that with people, they'd have said, oh, you're just an old woman. Oh, you're just an old man. Oh, that's not really going to happen. But they had faith, they believe, and it did happen. Praise
God. That's good.
You know?
That's good. That means you stick to it. You stick with the faith no matter what happens, what comes your way. Talk to us about this, Betty. I love this story of Simeon and Anna.
Well, I think that it was a coincidence that Anna showed up. I think
not at all.
It was a revelation that was given to her probably many, many years ago that there is going to be a Messiah, and you're going to be able to see him and know that he has been born and is alive.
Right.
And I don't the age thing never affects me because I am old.
No, you're not. You're younger than Nan.
Yeah, you're not old at all.
Well, not quite, but go ahead. Go ahead.
Not old as dirt yet. But that God uses people.
Yes.
No matter your age, your race, whoever. He will use whoever
is
willing.
That's right.
To be a willing vessel for him and his kingdom.
That's right. What it's about.
And I believe that even though Anna was very wise in age, that she truly loved God with all of her heart. And she had probably a lot of surrender moments where she said, God, use me in any capacity.
Right.
That you will.
Yes.
And I will obey. Now, that's what it takes, people.
It does.
It takes someone who has the faith, who has the patience to say, okay, God, I'll wait on you. I'll wait for that Kairos moment for you to reveal to me the promise that you made me X amount of years ago. It came to pass. And
Amen.
I think that at that time when a promise is kept, that expectancy level is like at an all-time high. That thank you, Lord. And that's why that people then, we should now, is praise God. If we don't see it happening yet, keep on praising because that keeps your faith at a consistent level. And Anna, bless her heart, she prayed. Simeon prayed, and that's what kept them going to that Kairos moment, that faith-building moment where they actually got to see that promise come.
Woo, absolutely. Let's get to this song and one that I like very much. It's A Strange Way to Save the World, a group by the name of For Him. And listen to this song.
Oh, I'm sure he must have been surprised at where this road had taken him. 'Cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to save the world. How it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the world? Why? Inside this stable filled with hay, why her? She's just an ordinary girl. And now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way to say.
Praise God. Such a strange way to save the world. But it was God's plan. It was God's plan all along to save the world through the birth of his son, Jesus, who willingly, it says in Philippians, willingly gave up his life by going to the cross for us. He willingly emptied himself of his deity and came to this earth in the form of this babe and provided a way for us to get the salvation that we all needed. Betty, that song just blesses me every time. We played it last week too. I want to play it again because it just really gets to me. What a strange way to save the world, right?
Well, probably in some people's eyes, yes. In fact, I had a vision in my head as that song was playing, is that, Betty, what would you do if you were there at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ? I had to think a minute because I know that I would probably cry.
Yeah.
That I would, that one song you played last week, Mary, Did You Know?
Yes, yes.
That you kiss the face of God.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I mean, could you even imagine being that close to Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things that they use ordinary people.
Yes. Simeon and Anna, you know?
Yeah, yes, to bring forth, to be able to see the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the baby that would, that was going to, you know, lead the blind, that was going to cure the blind, it was going to cause the lame to walk, that they knew all of this, and they, because it was prophesied years and years and years and years ago, but they got to see it come to pass.
Mm, yes.
Of the Savior, and then to have him walk this earth and die for me is beyond anything I could ever expect or imagine for one person to do for me.
Right.
But what that one person did for me gave me a whole new outlook on life.
Oh, yeah.
That I'm able to walk in victory.
Absolutely.
That I'm able to walk with him. I'm able to talk with him and be with him 24/7, 365.
Mm-hmm.
He never takes a day off.
Right.
He's omnipotent. He is all-knowing. He is beyond my expectations. What would I do is worship him.
Amen. Well, that's what she does right here. Look at what Anna does, Betty. You said it.
Yeah.
It says
yeah.
Right here in this verse 37 or 38, at the very time Simeon was praying, that very moment, Anna shows up, breaks into an anthem of praise to God, and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the freeing of Jerusalem. I picture her just absolutely raising her hands and starting to just praise God in a loud voice and tell people, this is him, because it says she was talked about the child to all who were waiting there. I think that she was going, this is the Messiah, this is the one. I don't think that she said it very, oh, by the way, that baby over there is special. I don't think she did that. I think she went crazy. When we sing that, go tell it on the mountain, over the hills, I think it was like Anna was just, woo, bursting into praise and song. Mm-hmm. Nan, what did God give you there with a poem? And Betty, we'll come right back to you. Go ahead.
Joseph was chosen to be the earthly father, to bring up my son into a man. Mary had a heart after me, so I know I could use their hands. Jesus came the world you live in a very simplistic way in how you see. However, I always have reasons for this so that he could relate with others in ministry.
Hmm.
So don't try to figure all of this out. All you need to do is simply believe it all. I will lead you in your newfound life. You have accepted my gift and my call. And it was kind of like that was like kind of written to the people who prayed with you and with Betty earlier and accepted Jesus as their Savior. And, you know, Betty was talking earlier about how we all have things to do, you know, we can share with people.
Right.
And that's really a call on your life. I mean, we all have a call on our life to share this newfound life that we have
yes.
with our friends.
Yes.
That's ministry.
That's ministry.
And you know, it, you know, when he was inspiring the part about, you know, I have reasons for this and Jesus could have been born in a great, huge, you know, palace somewhere,
right.
but he was born in a manger. And I think that was to keep
yes.
him to, as he grew up, to really be down with the people,
right?
You know, really with the people, living with the people, the
yes.
kids that he grew up and played ball with and whatever they played back then, all the things they played. As he grew up, they could see him
right.
as someone
who's a common yeah.
person who can relate with us.
Right.
You can relate with my pain. You can relate with what I'm going through. You can relate to my financial situation. You can relate with me.
Yeah.
But then they were able then to see him as the king.
Woo! Speaking of that, we are starting a series next Sunday called Faithed Up to Overflowing. And it's going to be a study of the book of Matthew. And Matthew is the writer of the Gospels that portrays Jesus as the king. And you didn't even know that, Nan, that is what Matthew does. And so we are going to get into the book of Matthew, and it's going to be a real blessing in this new year. Faithed up to overflowing. Betty, talk to us. Woo, good stuff.
Well, yes, it is. It's, faith is something that sometimes we lose in the course of a day.
Right.
We can lose that faith in the course of a minute. is that we have to be so faithed up. We have to be so prayed up. We have to be so praised up that nothing, I mean absolutely nothing, can come against us. And in Ephesians, when it talks about standing and standing firm with, you know,
amen,
with the armor of God, is that it's so important between now and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ that we keep our eyes so focused on Him that there's nothing that can sway us. There's nothing that can persuade us to do any other thing except do what Anna did, is arousing, uplifting, joyful noise into the Lord.
Woo!
That will make the heavens shake.
And
you, and I bet some people are thinking, well, that's you. And I said, no, that can be you too, because it's taken me a long time to come to the realization that no matter the circumstances of what I feel or see, the Lord is working mightily in me.
Amen.
Repeating that, because I have some circumstances in my life, and I'm sure there are other people that think, there's no way I'm going to get out of this.
Right.
Yes, there is. Is listen to next Sunday's next Sunday's radio show and find out how you can be faithed up.
Right.
How you can hold on to that faith and not have a roller coaster.
Right.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, absolutely.
Just, you won't have a roller coaster life.
Just right.
Stay in it. Stay firm. Stay in it. I mean, drink it. Bathe in it. Praise. Prayer. All that is so important.
Absolutely.
Comes back, because He uses ordinary people for some big jobs. So be prepared. Be prepared for what the Lord has for you. Be prepared.
Amen. I'm glad you said all that. And this new series is going to propel us into a new place in God, where we are no longer the same. We don't act the same. We don't think the same. We follow the leading of God in our lives, and we're full of faith. And so often, you said, Betty, there are times our faith seems to leak out, you know, during the day or during hard times that we go through. And God wants us to stay strong. He wants us to learn how to be faithful, you know, in our commitment to Him. God wants to teach us the importance of being consistent. And we're really going to talk about these things as we begin a new year, and the importance of follow through, you know, and becoming what God wants you to become in this new year, and not settling for the same old, making resolutions that you don't follow through with. We're really going to be excited. I'm pumped right now, Betty and Nan, for this new series, Faithed Up to Overflowing, because it's not just a little bit of faith. We're talking about filling our reservoir deep within us with the faith of God that's going to move mountains and change us, ourselves, and people around us, you know?
Amen.
Betty, you want to comment on that?
Oh, I sure do. I'm pacing the floor in here. One of the things that I would like to mention real quick is that there were times in my life in the last couple of years that I could have given up.
Right, sure.
With the death of a grandson, with the overcoming of health issues.
Right.
Just different things that most people look at me and go, how do you do it? What is your secret? How do you keep the faith that you have?
Right.
And I said, through Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Because if I hadn't prayed, if I hadn't gotten into His Word, if I hadn't had people from Beacon, if I hadn't had my friends, our friends encourage each other, that increases our faith.
Right.
That if you know someone who is down and out, encourage them.
Yes.
Don't sit back and watch them. Although they're a strong Christian, no, because even behind those strong shoulders, there are tears that need to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And God, again, God uses ordinary people.
Right.
And if He uses me, I am so ordinary that He will use you too.
Amen. What a blessing you are, Betty. And it's been another year of you being on the radio team at Living the Good Life. And yes, it's been a hard year for you. And from Megan, with a lot of things that have happened with your health and whatever. But look at this. You're closing out the year strong, closing out the year victorious, you know? Nan's,
amen.
Nan's got something amen. Here. And then I'm going to come back to you for one final comment here real quickly. Betty, go ahead, Nan.
Well, just, you know, let me just go make my final comment.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I like to just say that for people, just to trust and believe God.
Yes.
Have faith.
Yes.
You know, Betty was talking about if you see someone hurting or something, reach out to them. What I kind of had felt earlier and did not say it, but what I felt earlier was that, you know, it's interesting in the family of God the way it works, if it works the way it's supposed to. And let me say it, because people are human.
Right.
And sometimes there may not be a lot around to look, but as a group, you know, if you see someone down or out, it's like the way it's designed is that the body of Christ,
sure,
us, you, me, Betty, Megan, will come around that person,
right,
who's feeling down.
Yeah.
We'll come around that person who needs encouragement.
Right.
They may be the encourager many,
right,
times.
Yes.
But, you know, there's a psalm from the 80s that says, but this warrior is a child.
That's right.
And, you know, and you can go out into battle spiritually and you can do all these things, but, you know, something can come your way and just kind of knock you almost,
right,
off your feet, and you're going, but God. And then that's where the body of Christ comes,
that's
in,
right,
and that's where I just want to encourage people to believe, to,
right,
believe what has been shared today. Those who have accepted Jesus as their Savior, send in to the email address that we may be given like in a minute, and just believe.
Yes,
just,
amen.
Just simply believe, have faith, believe, and they will receive the blessings.
Amen.
And the best blessing they can receive is eternal life.
Amen.
Through Jesus Christ, who came to us as a babe.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nan. Pastor at BOHMGlobal.com will reach me. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. Well, if you send your prayer requests, send them there. Prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. Betty, we got time for just a quick comment from you.
I just want to thank you, Pastor, for being so obedient, for carrying on the radio show. I pray for blessings upon Beacon of Hope, for prosperity, and I pray that all good things come to those who wait.
Amen.
And you are, the tent stakes are opening, and you're going to broaden your tent stakes, and the kingdom of God is yours for the asking. And thank you for being, Nan, thank you for being obedient, and thank you to all of the listeners who have tuned in this year to Living the Good Life. We appreciate each and every one of you. God bless you all.
Oh, great words. Great words. Thank you, Betty. And yes, we encourage you, go to our website, BOHMGlobal.com. Listen to, we've got almost 400 shows there over the last 9 years. Send your prayer request to prayers at BOHMGlobal.com. And also, we encourage you to just write us if you want, pastor at BOHMGlobal.com. So God bless you. Have a great week. We love our final song. It's Not Far to Jesus. And it is not, dear listener. It is not far to Jesus. He's right there when you talk to him. We will see you next year, which is next Sunday, on this radio station, 3 o'clock Clearwater time. And on starcomradionetwork.com this Saturday morning. God bless you. Have a great week, and know we love you. God bless you.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.